So the next item we're going to look at are the activities of management. So management activities. So to help you remember this, so the activities are planning, organising and controlling. And the activities, Paul O'Connell, used to be an Irish rugby player, he's very active on the rugby field. So planning, organising and controlling, Paul O'Connell. So planning then, so definition of planning, this means clearly setting out goals for the organisation and how these goals are to be achieved. So the manager must be able to set goals for the business. This involves identifying trends and making plans to take advantage of opportunities, but also trying to avoid the threats that might be out there. For example, what's happening in the economy. Once the plans are made, they must be broken into smaller manageable steps, and then these are communicated to employees. So planning, this means clearly setting out goals for the organization and how these are to be achieved. Organizing then, so a definition of organizing, this means bringing people and resources together to implement the plans and achieve the company's goals. So the manager must be able to put all the resources that are needed to make the plan happen. They must bring together people, finance, equipment that are needed, and they also must decide who does what in the plan and make sure it's done to an effective and efficient manner. So your organization, this means bringing people and resources together to implement the plans and achieve a company's goals. And the last one then, controlling. So a definition of controlling, this is a continuous monitoring and checking of results to see if they're in line with targets and standards set out in the plan. The manager must ensure that the plans stay on target. This is done by regularly monitoring of progress and staff performances. It's important that the manager doesn't be an autocratic and too controlling. If they are, they might smother employees' initiative and potential. So you're controlling then, this is a continuous monitoring and checking of results to see if they are in line with targets and standards set out in the plan. So your activities then, planning, organizing and controlling.